We'll go get lunch together. And this is just an informal process. So what we will do is we will take all of these ideas and we're going to put them in a resolution. And we'll start off by describing that you went through this planning process. Then we'll do the ones that came to must do, should do, and could do. And then we'll have all of the others. So all of these are going to end up in a resolution for you to consider passing at your February meeting, just like we've done in the past. Then that just gives us more information. That kind of helps us have something to refer back to. What I did is I went through kind of looking at how you guys put your stickers out. And I'm looking for at least two, preferably three stickers for an item to actually get a number. So on your must-dos, you have find ways to generate more revenue without taxes and fees. Keep 5% utility franchise fee from Westminster Utility Department to the general fund. COLA for employees. 1 mil tax reduction in the budget. And that's your must-dos. So I'll tell you, you will see those things show up in the presentation we do for the budget. The next ones that you have are your should-dos. So if we start here, gym floor replaced. We might have that done before we get to the new fiscal year, but if we don't, that'll be good to know. Update and upgrade city vehicles. Walking trail from Horton to downtown. Push for additional funding from Oconee County to get to $850,000 in annual funding. And I didn't write on there, but that's for fire.
Yeah.
So those would be your should-dos. And then in your could-dos, and again, I'm looking for at least two tags, preferably three. Spare parts and inventory for utilities. Scott will appreciate that. We'll all appreciate that. These things will work. Pave the underpasses. Veterans Memorial. Upgrade, move. Honor fallen officers, firefighters. Rename police building in memory of the fallen officer. Fred, do you know the name off the top of your head of the fallen officer?
Is it Warner? Is that the last name?
Sounds
right. Yeah.
I think so.
Warner.
Finish Anderson Park, playground equipment, rubberized turf, trees, communication, who we are, a narrative, live stream on YouTube TV, and that rounds it out. What I'll ask you, since you guys are assembled here today, because Charles is pretty passionate about this. The mayor's brought it up in the past. The idea of having a YouTube channel or live streaming our council meetings. When I sat down with Charles and Jamie a number of times after they were elected, prior to them coming on council, and I don't know why that was important. I was going somewhere with that thought. I lost it. Anyway, because Charles brought that up, I went ahead and did a little research. What would it take to have us on YouTube? Like, can we as your staff manage it? Because that's what it comes down to as much as anything. And you all know that we do this at the Sewer Authority. They use one camera. They don't use any speakers, but it's because of it's just a small conference room, so I think you can always hear pretty well in there. So I did a little bit of work. A local guy named Rob Ross, don't know if y'all heard of him. Mayor, I know you know him. We're probably going to use Rob to help us with some audio and video stuff out at Horton. I asked him, I said, what did that take to put in? He said they were all in $3,500. And that gets them, I think, one camera, maybe two, and you have to get an iPad, which is kind of your control center. I think he helped them do a lot of the setup work on that. Scott's worked with Rob quite a... I've not worked with him. Mayor, I know you have. Scott's worked with him on quite a few things. I like talking to him. Where I'm going with this is, that does not break the bank in terms of, could I go find $3,500 to get that going now? I could. I'm going to scrimp a little bit here. I'm going to scrape off fingernail or two from Fred, toenail or two from Michael, get a little bit out of Scott. Because I think there's a public benefit to it. Now, you get a little bit of people who want to showboat, but I think we get those anyway, to be frank. It's just the showboating isn't health in posterity. Would you like me to go ahead and proceed down that route, or would you like to wait and then we would actually put that in the form of budget money for next year? If it had come in over $5,000, I'd have told you it would have been a little bit more of a challenge to be able to kind of pull a few dollars from here to there. Kind of the enthusiasm that Rob brings to it. Having talked to Lynn Stevens, Lynn is the lady that works for the Sewer Authority, and she's not necessarily a tech-savvy person, and she makes it work pretty well. What are your thoughts on that? That's just an idea. I went ahead and did a little bit of homework, knowing that it was important to Charles. I had heard other folks talk about it during the election. Mayor, you brought it up in the past. Just tell me what you like to do, and that's what I'll do.
I can tell you, you know where I stand on it. I think anybody does. But right now, we've got somebody that is going to live stream for us, whether we like it or not. They're going to own the content. They can cut and splice that content. They can do whatever they want with that. And again, somebody else is writing our narrative. And we have no control. We have no way to actually dispute it. We have to audit it. Because body language and communication is almost more important than the communication itself. When I walk in and I'm dealing with potential clients, I read their body language. I don't even really listen to their words. Their body language tells me more than anything else. So I do think words are important, being able to visually see. It's the icing on the cake. And of course I'm for it, but I'm just one guy. We've got people that have been here a lot longer than I have. So that's all I have to say. They can debate it amongst themselves.
Any other thoughts from the rest of
it? Portability. Because I mean, you know, there have been times where we've had to move up here to have a meeting or something like that. I think that
it's a camera that is smaller than your iPhone. That sits on a stand. We'll have to figure out the sound and stuff. And very likely, if you decide to do it in that fire department room, we would rotate you 90 degrees. So instead of you having your back against that back wall, we have your back against the wall where mine and Kylie's backs are, because I'd need to bring you in into a frame. So, and if there's additional speakers or speakers, microphones, we'll have to see what that cost would be. But anyway.
I want to ask a question. When it comes to doing this, it would be on the council, looking at the council, right? Not the audience.
That's correct.
So it wouldn't go behind people. It would be that. Okay, because that's always my question.
You could set it up where it would catch the public speakers. They could come
side. Yeah, we put that podium so that whoever speaks, you can at least get a profile shot of them.
Have you watched what goes on at county? Have you seen county council?
Oh, yeah, I watched.
So, you know, the focus is, you know, the speaker has their podium. Their back is to the camera, but you've got council.
Right.
I'll watch the council meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't make it at that time. Yeah. So I do go back and watch them. I watch this
movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'll sit there and watch C-SPAN for days at a time. I'm a little bit of a political nerd.
And I've never had a YouTube channel, but I want to ask this question because we do this on our Facebook page. We don't allow comments.
Well, I would not allow comments.
Okay, that's my...
The thing is, start off not doing it, and then and you're not obligated to allow comments.
Yes.
By state law, you can put it out there, and you just turn comments off.
And then the other thing I would love if that when we have an ordinance, you know how we read out some of them all the way, sometimes we don't. Audience has no idea, they can't hear, you know. If we actually had the computer screen with the ordinance up there, as we read it out, you know, out loud, I think that's important. Because then they say, I don't know, what did you say? What did they vote on? Or what? You know, so that would be better than having to pass that out to somebody. I don't know if that's legal either, you know, but to
they
have
on,
that.
They do it on county council.
Yeah, and there's a screen in that corner. We had to, it'll take us a little bit to figure that
figure
out.
But, I think that would be a good idea. So
whatever agenda item's up, go to that page on the screen. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
exactly.
That's what the county does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two things. Can we stop others from streaming that if we're streaming it? Can we say
you're legally no? It's in a public building. It's protected by First Amendment. They can record. They can do whatever they want legally, just like it's on the sidewalk. Am I correct, Fred?
It's just a disturbance when she's in there all over the place.
But that's the thing. If we're doing it, I think it's going to take the novelty off for her. Right now, it's a novelty for her and a way for her to come in and see us. If we do it, I think it limits that.
Yeah, it takes away
personally.
Takes away the wow factor.
That's right.
The other thing is, you said you could find this money, right? Is it, you can find it, it's going to be really hard to find it, or is it, do we need to wait and put it in the budget for next year and really just, because it's going to take a little bit to get all this stuff together.
At the earliest would be your March meeting.
Right. So
it might even be April before I get all the things I've got to get, make sure that we know how to do it. Because I wouldn't want to do it and us blunder it in the meeting.
Right.
So there would be things that we would do. So it's going to take several months to do that.
I just don't want it to be such a big obstacle that we rush through it and get it done, like you're saying.
Yeah.
We short fund it because we didn't put it in the budget we're using.
Well, if we're at that $3,500 mark, I'm comfortable with that because I really have already looked. Kind of. If it goes up to $5,000 because we need to have more microphones in there to make sure you've got where you can hear it, that gets to be harder.
Okay.
And my suggestion would be you wait and go down that road. That little camera they use at the sewer authority, if you haven't watched one of those videos, I put the link in the admin report. If nothing else, if you don't want to be bored to tears about all the talk we have about poo in this county, you can just kind of see how that works. And in that little conference room, it works really well. Like it really picks up everybody. It's got, I don't think there's any additional microphones in there. It's just like off that camera. But the acoustics in there are going to be better than at the fire department.
Uh-huh. So
you guys will have times where you may have to meet here, and that acoustical, I mean, this room's just bigger. It would pick up people just shuffling their feet if they're sitting here.
My guess would be you'll have to have three microphones, two for council, one for y'all, and well, maybe four because whoever has time to speak.
Going back to the person who's streaming presently, is there a way we can legally ask him to stream in this part of the room? Because they're in front of people, you know, and they're blocking access, you know. I mean, I kind of watched a little bit of what they put up, and they only got part of the room, and, you know, so it really wasn't a really good representation of the whole meeting. You know, you couldn't see people. So.
Yeah, you can specify locations for them to go.
You can have a media gallery.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And if she wants to be a citizen journalist and say she's media, then she can be in the media gallery.
I think that's great.
And she can take a mic or a recorder just like Dick does if she wants to put it in there. But he is not, he's sitting away.
Yes.
So we could confine the media to a specific area.
I think that might help.
So I'm hearing if I can get it done for $3,500, you're good with us initiating it. Again, knowing it might be a couple months before we get there. If not, we'll go ahead and get everything kind of underway, and it may be after the new budget that we will pull the trigger on that.
But would go to our one of ours on the list?
Yeah, that would be...
Yeah, so that's again showing that we are being proactive. We're planning, we're working towards something.
Yeah. Right here. I mean, that's not even on your must-dos. That's a could-do. But because it's, I think this didn't get the weight because you guys were being kind and looking at the heavy lifts that we have for the city and a lot of these others. In terms of expense, that falls down into the realm of what we could afford to do. If you were asking to go ahead and do $50,000, I don't know where I'd find there's not $50,000 to go scrape.
Mm-hmm.
$3,500. Toenail, fingernail, these guys, they'll be happy to do it.
They didn't need one of them smile when you just said
no.
That.
We're not asking them to be on camera.
You said they'd be happy to do it, and they all went.
They will be at some
point.
Yeah.
They'll tell you they're happy later, I promise. We'll take care of it.
Y'all are happy.
All right, Mayor. Well, if you guys are good with that being that way, you know what you'll see in the resolution that comes to you. Everything that's up there will be in there. That will be at your February meeting for you to pass. And the department heads. I always give her, Charles, Jamie, y'all may not know this. I always give Herb a pass because... Herb is getting ready for whatever is about to happen tonight and has the least amount of staff of anybody to do that. So that's why Herb's not here, or he would. We'll communicate this to the department heads, and you will see this reflected in the budget as we start to build it and talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody good?
Yes.
All right. We'll need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Thank you.